Approval voting. This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. According to an article on My Northwest, there is now some real money behind the latest attempt to reform primary elections in the city of Seattle. It's a system called approval voting, which I hadn't heard about before. But it's interesting to me because it's easier to understand than ranked choice voting, which is the other reform that some cities are experimenting with. Approval voting simply changes the instructions at the top of your ballot. Instead of saying vote for one, the ballot says vote for as many candidates as you approve. All your votes are counted, and the candidate with the most approval votes wins. Again, this will only be for the primary. So why do this? The argument is that right now in primary elections, you can have a really long list of candidates, right? In the primary election for Seattle mayor, there were 15. And when the vote is split among all those candidates, the top two who go on to the general election could get there with a very small number of votes. Another argument in favor of this is that people who want to give encouragement to a long shot candidate now have to essentially sacrifice their one vote to do it. But with approval voting, they could vote for both a mainstream candidate and the long shot. You can also vote more honestly. I know that typically in a primary, there's more than one candidate I consider qualified. So you could vote for both of them. It increases the chance that if your first choice doesn't get to the general election, there still would be somebody you can tolerate. But my favorite feature is, since you can vote for all the candidates you consider to be qualified, there is theoretically no point in candidates trying to slime their opponents with attack ads. So a lot of the campaign nastiness should disappear. Of course, it would come roaring back in the runoff, which would be conducted in the traditional way. But in any case, the group pushing for this, called Seattle Approves, has now collected about $193,000 to put it on the November ballot this year in Seattle. So we may get to see it in action. You can check out the concept for yourself at seattleapproves.org, which also includes a link to arguments both for and against the idea.